The Lowdown Chronicles. Meet your maker.
Hello, welcome to the new episode of Lowdown Magazine's very own program, The Lowdown Chronicles, Meet Your Maker. My name is Marcus, I'm today's host, and with me is Kelly. Kelly Thornhill DeWitt from LA is an artist, photographer, director, designer, and he runs the record label Teenage Teardrops. His artwork is outstanding and speaks for itself. Actually, there is no reason to mention more than this. For those who know, they know everything about him. If not, find out in the World Wide Web or listen to my conversation a few hours before the Capitol in Washington got stormed. Have fun.
What's up?
What's up? Unbelievable.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Not as good as you. Sitting outside in the sun about, 20 degrees or something, huh?
Yeah, about 20.
Been on the surf already or?
No, maybe tonight, like maybe sundown. I did yesterday.
Okay.
Good. How's Berlin?
Berlin is pretty cold, freezing. Started snowing a few days ago. We are on total lockdown. I think you heard about it.
So yeah, I'm sure we have pretty strong lockdown in LA.
Yeah. So,
but we can go to the beach, but nobody goes because it's winter. So like I go and I'm the only one there.
Yeah. I saw your pictures. You're wearing a long neo, right? So the water's pretty cold, huh?
Pretty cold, like 53. So like maybe 10 degrees Celsius.
Okay. Well, that's cold. That's cold.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I'm speaking to you. That's awesome. Pretty awesome.
How's life?
How's life? Yeah.
Everything is cool. It's kind of a lot of people have Corona in LA.
Okay.
So it's like a quiet time, kind of.
And how was 2020 so far?
For me, it's the same. I mean, the lockdown is kind of the same for me, too, because I either stay home or go to the studio or go to the beach.
So the studio's around the house or?
No, it's downtown, but it's close, two miles,
okay.
Like 3 kilometers.
Do you miss traveling?
Yeah. I
mean, you should miss traveling. You travel a lot, huh?
I do miss traveling. I went to New York for Christmas.
Okay.
First trip in 7 or 8 months. That was nice.
And how does New York feel compared to LA? Is it a different kind of vibe there?
Yeah, I mean, New York is and LA are like opposites, but it's cold. There's not a lot of people in New York right now, but you can still walk all day and go see good artwork. And so pretty fun.
Cool.
How close are you to your store?
About 5 minutes with the bike.
Is it the same location that I visited?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But O32C isn't there anymore.
No, they moved to Kreuzberg, to the AP center of hipster town. Okay. Yeah, but Jörg is, I think, I don't know if you're speaking to Jörg a lot, but he's doing great. He's doing great.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
You gave me a Civilist t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I wore that shirt so much for like 3 years. It was like one of my favorites. So thank you.
Ah, that's good to hear. I'm really, that's nice. How is Sound Michael doing?
You know, I think it's doing really good.
Yeah.
But it's also, it has the, I'm not good at business. But there, it's like the ready-made company business people are like you doing it. So I think it's in good hands. It's fun to do. It's fun to make stuff with that guy, Yuta.
Yeah.
Because the quality is really high.
Yeah, Yuta-san seems like a very, very good person. And so what do you take care of then there? Is it like graphics?
This is what we're making. This is the graphics. Yuta and I do it together. But we do it at night when he wakes up and I'm going to bed.
Oh, okay.
Because of the time difference. Or we'll do it if I wake up early in the morning.
Yeah.
So the hours on it are funny. Like he'll wake up and I'll send him stuff I did today. Are we started already, do you think?
Yeah, we started already. Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll record. Let me figure out how to record. Continue. Okay, we're recording. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, great.
Okay, good.
Connection's great. So, Saint Michel again, it's the newest baby, isn't it?
It's the newest baby. Maybe it's 1 year old. It was actually Kubo's idea.
Okay.
Kubo, who does great in Tokyo,
mm-hmm.
who's one of my favorite people. And so Yuta and I had done a couple things together on Ready Made. And then Kubo suggested we start a new thing together, like an official thing. And it's been really fun. We actually, the timing of all this kind of stuff is still something that it doesn't confuse me, but it's strange. Like we finished season two, like 3 months ago, but season two doesn't come out until May or whatever.
Yeah.
And now we're finishing season three that won't come out until November.
And you already start thinking about season four and have season five in
mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, all that. So that's an interesting challenge, but a lucky thing to kind of figure out how to navigate.
And it's all done in Japan?
Which is sad for me because I could be going to Japan every 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's sad.
But it's okay.
How do you see your involvement in like the production side, in choosing materials and stuff? I mean, the hoodies are, it's insane. They are so great. I love this DIY secondhand kind of look they have.
Yeah. I mean, that's really, it's like an idea we talk about. But the actual execution of the materials is all Yuta, because yeah. he has the ability to do that there, you know, because like the quality of ready made is insane.
Yeah.
You know? So his the materials and the manufacturing he works with is out of control.
Yeah, they're doing great stuff. Like all the Japanese people, they do insane productions. It's amazing.
Yeah. So I feel, for me, I just feel grateful and lucky to work with Yuta on this. I think it's a good thing.
What's more fun, working on your own pieces of art or being involved in some fashion projects?
Ask me that again. You like clicked out a little.
What's more fun? Being involved in some fashion projects or doing your own art?
Ideally, whatever the project is, it kind of hits the same note for me. So I've done like fashion collabs that I didn't know what I was doing and they didn't turn out the way I wanted and it wasn't a good experience. But I've had enough of those to recognize that this is a good experience with him. I mean, of course, just going to the studio every day and making artwork has its own special place that I can't really, that's its own thing. I have a show coming up in Turin in Italy.
Okay.
At this gallery called Noir. Mm-hmm. Maybe not for 4 or 5 months, but like, it's a whole different process and it's a whole different kind of approach, and it probably satisfies me in a way that's very specific to that. You're a little more free.
Yeah.
Hopefully a lot more free, you know? That's where you get to do whatever you want all the time.
Yeah, and you're alone when you're creating it, right?
Actually, I like to have friends there.
Really?
So yeah, I'm alone a lot, but I also have like people who work with me at the studio that I want them there because it's fun when we're all fucking around and listening to music and trying to figure out something. The energy of people who you like there, I cool. like.
So talking about experience or inspiration, I mean, you have experienced so many things in your life, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, the whole Nirvana thing, being on tour with Hole, the
right.
thing, the daughter nanny experience,
yeah.
and all
yeah.
like your construction worker bartender stuff is I mean, this is very, very good, and it's kind of mentoring me and looking up to you, because it seems like I think John Lennon, working class hero to an international known artist, isn't it like that? I mean, a little bit.
I mean, I think about this thing a lot. So I'm 47 years old, and I'm grateful that I still am interested. So like, I'm interested in everything that is happening in the world. I've had enough like generational experiences with different people that I see that most people who they get interested in culture and they want to take part in it, they really only do it for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And then they become disillusioned, or they decide they have to have a real job or whatever. And then they disappear, and then you'll see them in 10 years and they'll talk to you about something that happened 10 years ago and how it's not as good now. So because of my age and experience, I think about that. And I think it has a lot more to do with, you know, a lot of people don't stay interested. And then when they like kind of leave, they stop learning the language of the world as it evolves. And so they don't like what's happening now because they don't speak the language.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. So for me, like a lot of that stuff is like punk people in the 80s.
Okay.
They're cool. Like, oh, remember the fucking, you know, that Ramon show we saw? And I'm like, well, yeah, I remember that Ramon show we saw, but it was 35 years ago and we were like 13 years old. Like, is that, and I always feel like that's where it stopped for them. And that you can apply that to anyone, any, you know, hip hop is better in 94 or whatever. I don't think
hip hop was better at 94.
Huh?
Hip-hop was better at 94, but...
But, like, insist, you know, like, not being open to the new whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I think a lot of it has to do with not kind of evolving and learning what's going on. You don't have to like it, but it's still... There's still young people who have the same fire that... And are using that fire to create that... brought us things that we've loved our whole lives. So it's like, I think it's a mistake not to pay attention. And for the wide variety of experiences, I don't know why I'm so lucky that I get to stay interested, but I'm interested and I'm hungry for new experiences.
Yeah.
I don't really like, you know, like living in the past, nostalgia. It's like lazy. to me, it feels lazy.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, do you think music got you into this whole thing? Is it like,
yeah? I think like a young, you know, my dad loved jazz. And so when I was a little kid, I didn't like jazz. And my mom and dad both read a lot, especially my dad. So we were surrounded by like Ornette Coleman records and like interesting books. Later on, I realized that that had a great effect on me. And off of that was built like a love of music at a young age. And I never played music. I just was a fan. So like my dad took me to the movie theater to see the Ramones movie, Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah.
When I was like, whatever, like seven.
How do you like, process that whole thing with seven?
I thought it was so cool, you know, that I then at Christmas, I got the second and third Ramones record. And like, I brought them to school for show and tell and like second grade. He also took me to see this movie about LA punk in 1980. Again, like 7 or 8 years old, called The Decline of Western Civilization. And then I was introduced then through that movie to like the Germs and the Circle Jerks. And so I really liked that stuff when I was a little kid. And I mean, I still really do, but I think my dad thought it was kind of funny, but it had a different effect on me.
Yeah.
I felt eager to, you know, and you're just a little kid. So you think that if you're in a band and you have a record out, you're a rock star or whatever. And then, you know, as I got involved, I learned that they weren't, which was even cooler to kind of figure out, you know, that you could like meet these people and kind of be a part of what they were doing. And I used to feel like I was too young and I wished I was older then because I felt like I was missing that stuff. Now I wish I was a little younger as my age seems to like approach rapidly getting older and time's going by so fast. But yeah, like I feel like that music gave me a foundation of what I like visually and politics that appealed to me and how I saw myself going through the world.
Yeah.
Important foundation.
Yeah. And now jazz is one of the biggest new things also here in Germany, in Berlin, like everybody's talking about jazz. I mean, I saw you on the media platform. I don't name it now, but playing your records. This was really fun to look at.
Smoking. Hey man, I love jazz. And you know what? And now I'm grateful to my father for giving me the education that I didn't want at the time.
Yeah.
But I can come to Berlin and DJ jazz records now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun because if like this question, what if music got you into the whole thing? For me, it was skateboarding. And
yeah,
like I'm 41 now.
Well, yeah.
Turning 41 in 2 weeks. And I'm still interested in it. So
yeah,
still like, let's do something. Let's start a skateboard brand or something else. Like, but it's will never been away. So it's never been done. Like,
and in America and probably there, like music and skateboarding went hand in hand. So at a young age in California, of course, skateboarding was huge for me. And I still love skateboarding. I haven't stood on a skateboard in a while, but I would if one was in front of me. I have like a really good skateboarding style for about 1981.
Yeah. All that music experience, does this reflect in your art as well? I mean, it seems like it's more like a person. It's a lot of. I mean, I see some like newspaper headlines, politics a lot.
Yeah, and but that's like to me, that's the influence of Crass.
Yeah,
you know, or the Dead Kennedys or something. I mean, I do think you can trace it all back to that, or what I'm interested in to that. So I'm not very likely to put on a Cro-Mags record now.
Yeah.
You know, but I still like it, you know. And the feeling behind it, I still relate to, and I think is a part of everything I do.
Yeah. I mean, your art is pretty unique, and yeah, it seems like also personal as well. So it's nothing like have seen before, I would say. How do you think about like all the new and younger generation artists? Like they have sometimes this copy and paste mentality. What do you think about it?
I maybe don't think about it too much. I just think about, I like this, I don't like that. And if I don't like something, I don't feel like I need to bash anybody.
Yeah.
Because at least they're trying to do something.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I
mean? Most people don't try to do anything.
Yeah.
Just, you know, they just try to, most Western people just, they don't have the, they don't see the opportunity they have. Or they don't have the imagination to try something different. Like, let's say you only go once in life. I mean, it makes me want to do everything. Like, I get nervous that I can't hear enough records or read enough books.
Ah, that's a pretty one, because do you immediately jump on the next project, like hop from one to the other, or do you take your time and think about it?
I mean, both. Like, I'll think about what I'm doing, but I know people who, like, they make a mistake. I think it's a mistake. They worry too much about, they spend 3 years working on one zine, which is cool, but, like, especially now, like, the news cycle or whatever is, like, 24 hours long. Like, I just want to keep going.
Yeah.
So, I think it's possible to, like, okay, today I'm going to work on St. Michael for a couple hours. I'm going to go in the ocean, and then I'm going to come home, and then I'm going to work on the art show, and then I'm going to read that book I'm reading. Like, just try to, like, pack, 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 you know, because I feel like there's not enough time. Just generally, I want more time so I can do more, you know, and also, like, interact with everybody and see what you're pumped on and what excites you. Like, did you see that Glue Skateboards video?
Yeah, of course.
I fucking love that video.
It's amazing.
You know, but that's an example of something new that, like, that gives me juice.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I want more of that energy.
Yeah.
And so that can extend to something brand new like Glue, or it can extend to, like, I'm going to say his name wrong, but the artist David Veronowicz.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now I'm reading his tape journals, and, you know, that's from the 80s, but it's just as relevant today, and it's just as good, and it's just as strong. So I want it. I just realized I'm drinking out of my Germany mug.
Oberammergau, that's a nice one. Who gave you that?
Someone bought me this like 7 years ago. It's my favorite mug.
Any special story behind this mug?
No, my friend Luke Fishbeck, who's in the band Lucky Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Happened to, like, say, I'm at this airport in Germany. Do you want anything? And I said, bring me a mug.
Yeah. Talking about him and your label, Teenage Teardrops.
Yeah.
This is kind of a hobby or is it serious business?
It was never serious business. I mean, Teardrops hasn't released anything in years.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, for the love of music and for the love of independent music, I always wanted to release records and kind of understand the mystery of making records. I did that in LA. Somehow we did almost 50 releases. Remember I said I'm a horrible businessman? Yeah. I am. Like I would, because it's not that cheap making records either, but I'd get them, I'd give them to the band, and then that would kind of be it. Like sell one at a time on the internet. Like it was a great exercise and I'm really happy with that part of the body of work. But I'm not really eager to put out more records. I like working with, there's a guy, Jonas, who performs under Varg in Sweden. He has a record label called Northern Electronics. They're like close with Posh Isolation in Copenhagen. Like, ideally, like I just did a new record cover for Varg. Like, okay. That's how I'd rather...
How would you describe his music? I mean, I have something Northern, Vark.
It's like Viking techno.
Viking techno.
Like modern Viking techno. I really like it. I can listen to that all day.
Yeah.
You know, it has like the spirit that I like. It doesn't sound like something that's trying to be something from the past. You know, so there's adventure there. And it's difficult. So I like things that are difficult that I'm like, I like this, but I don't really know how to deal with it. So it forces you to kind of be an active listener, you know, so that you understand it better over time.
Yeah, you seem to be a very active listener. Because your mood board of musical choices are very, very wide, I would say. I mean, I heard about like some deep black metal shit coming out of your radio show and then something from Marlene Dietrich and then making the famous shirt with Romy Schneider with Jörg, I think. It was the Jörg shirt, right?
Yeah.
So this is a lot of history.
That's what I mean. There's not enough time. I want all of it. I want all the good stuff. So, but that, you know, so like it goes back to interaction. If you love music, say you love music, right? It would make sense that there's like really good music of all kinds everywhere. So I just want to find it all.
Yeah.
There's a record label in Portland called Mississippi Records. That's a wonderful label and very kind of wide variety of stuff, but that's a good example of a label that guy just loves music and he's, through his label, has turned me on to so many kind of lost soul songs, but also like African records and Thai records and all this stuff that I don't know what... you know, the lyrics are to most of it because it's from other countries, but the emotion is there. Looking for emotion.
Trilogy tapes in London are great, aren't they?
Just an example of like, aesthetically, I saw one of their first releases. I checked it out. It was as good as I thought it might be. Now I'll just buy anything they put out. And then if there's someone like that I'm a fan of, I'll follow their social media or their blog. And if, you know, there's sort of a great tradition of great labels or creative people kind of shouting out other people that they like. So, you know, the rabbit holes are all there for you to go down if you want to.
I think it's pretty awesome if you see something and talking about Trilogy tapes. I mean, these guys will They are so nice. And if I see something like that, it's always like reminds me on the DIY culture. It's like, this is the greatest thing you can do. And this is something you do as well with your photo blog and all that stuff. It's all created by yourself, like with a little amount of money, but it comes from heart. Yeah. It's your, and you see like doing, I mean, you're doing, creating scenes still, like selling them at somewhere in New York and at P1 Gallery or something, but at all these fair trade shows and stuff like that. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, DIY is the best.
And for DIY, what's the, one of the greatest rewards is the relationships and the friendships you make.
Yeah.
You know, so when I'm like 95 and in the hospital dying, I'm going to be happy that I have all these relationships in the world. And I got them by like just sharing my own ideas, and then people who kind of vibe with them share theirs back. And it's a really nice way to live, you know, as opposed to doing something like, you know, really mainstream and getting a bunch of strangers into what's going on. And I don't know, it feels a little more hollow that way.
Yeah.
Or a lot more hollow.
How are you thinking about the mainstream at all? I mean, you've done some pretty commercial things, I would say. And
yeah,
they are pretty rad. I mean, I have to admit they are pretty rad. I mean, maybe that's something you mentioned at the beginning, that you did something and it turned out great that you haven't expected this. Is this something I could say that way?
Yeah. If you get the chance to do something really mainstream and it doesn't feel like you're... if it doesn't feel like it's something that goes against whatever you're doing, like, I think that you owe it to yourself to kind of have the experience.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like some cool, like sort of punk people I know have become in different times, kind of like big models.
Yeah.
And they felt like this is lame. And I'm like, maybe it's lame, maybe it isn't. Nobody gets to do this. Like, have the experience. And use that in your work later or whatever. I mean, I'm into having the experience, whatever it is. And if I'm lucky enough to have some kind of weird experience with like Kanye or someone, then I might as well do it just to see what it's like and kind of see how I feel from it.
Yeah.
And instead of like being like knee-jerk reactionary to everything, like fuck that, I don't do that, and fuck that, I don't do that. I think in a lot of ways that attitude kind of shrinks you.
Yeah, it doesn't give you like the wider view on things. It doesn't
put
you on like this professional experience you can have, you are allowed to have, I would say.
It's
not normal that everybody can become a model or being an artist like you are.
Or an artist or a pro skater or whatever. You know, I think you probably know a lot of people who like reject things kind of like without thinking about them. I'd rather, not always, but much of the time, I'd rather see what the experience is like, you know, and put it into my life.
Yeah.
You still get to be you and wake up in your house, surrounded by your shit, you know?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are rejecting stuff. I know. I think they are very blessed and thankful what they can do and like giving something to the people. I think this is the most important thing, giving something to the people. And this is like a big chance, or the idea behind like sharing your personal work with millions of others on this planet is incredible.
Yeah, I think that anything that can bring you closer to people is good. And anything that gives you the opportunity to get, just to grow your friendships and your relationships is really good. Keeps your life big and your experience wide. So that's usually kind of my underlying goal. Like if I hadn't done any of the clothes things, for instance, I wouldn't have met Kubo from Great.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have met you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I wouldn't have met Jorg. I wouldn't have met Maria. I would, you know, the list goes on, and it's all people who I feel lucky to know. So I don't want to keep it small. I want to keep my experience wide.
Yeah. How would you rate yourself? Are you famous?
I don't feel famous.
I read a nice quote of yours, like that you're more like it being famous in the neighborhood. And
yeah, like go to the store, like there's a store two blocks away from here. There's an older Arabic gentleman who owns the store. He sees me coming from a block away. He pulls out my cigarettes before I walk in the door. Like, that's cool.
He knows your name.
Yeah, like, and then the taco guy two blocks that way knows what I want. And we, you know, those relationships are just as important as any relationship. 'Cause they're just real people.
Yeah.
They're not trying to do anything but share what they do with me, and we hang out on the corner, and I have a neighbor named Hector who, like, I fucking love. He's like 45 years old. He's hardly even been to the beach. He's a neighborhood guy. Huh. He's been in this square mile for 45 years. And he's so funny, and he has a really specific, interesting experience and an interesting way of looking at things. And so I'd rather sit and laugh with him on a Friday night, and like the neighborhood guys, than maybe be at a fashion show where everything's like, whatever, just like whoop, whoop, whoop and lights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I'm the same. I love it. Like when I'm going to the Späti here and like forgot my wallet. And then it's like, oh, fuck, forgot the wallet. And it's like, no, Marcus, tomorrow, okay? Come back tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's the best. That's the vibe, yeah.
That's the best.
What's next on your list?
Well, try get through pandemic in LA. It's actually kind of a wild moment. I feel like a lot of people who are in my vicinity are starting to test positive more than before. So be careful. Finish season 3 of St. Michael in the next week and a half. Shoot some photos in the next couple weeks, and then really go to work on this show for Turin. And then that'll like take me into spring. And then hopefully by summer, I can come to Berlin and go to Japan and see the people.
Playing some jazz tunes in Berlin.
Yeah. Jazz night at Berghain.
Oh, that would be amazing. This is
like just the first ever insane jazz night at that place.
Yeah. I wish
that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, this is great. This is a very great idea. And I wish I could say I know someone at Berghain who's able to put you in this position, but the Berghain crew is very hard to connect with if you're not deeply into it.
We've said it out loud. Let's see what happens.
Have you been to Berghain when you visited Berlin?
Maybe someone will write us.
Yeah.
Like, what's their, whatever the flow of
lost you.
Say again?
Have you ever been to Berghain?
Maybe they'll give us their slogan. Oh. I've never been. I've only been to Berlin one time.
Yeah, this is where we met.
Yeah, I've only been that one time. I'm dying to go back. I want to go when it's like summertime.
Yeah.
Or springtime. But I really, really liked Berlin. I want to return.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope this whole pandemic thing is pretty soon. I mean, you couldn't say that. It's pretty soon. But yeah, let's hope the best that it's going away. I mean, this yeah. I like to travel, and I swear it, coming to the next thing, I swear it, I'm not traveling the US till you have a new president. And yeah. I like, I'm still with that. And I mean, it's pretty, it's a few days. When it's 20th, around the 20th, then.
The 20th. So let's hope that the transition happens without any major bloodshed in the streets.
Yeah. How intense was the last 4 years for you? I mean, is this something that it always like goes with you in your mind, this fucking president? Or is it something this is just like, I mean,
you know what? I think one of the biggest feelings for me was I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, but also I'm not surprised because everyone here lives in LA and New York and they can't believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the rest of the country is a fucking shit show of like a lot of people who are racists and stupid. It's a bad combo.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I actually was never that surprised. I didn't like it. It's like, it's still embarrassing. I mean, that guy is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I was just watching him on the news before you called, and it's like, insane. He's just lying.
Yeah, that's very shameful.
I think that his talent for lying is incredible. Like the way you'll show him something that's blue and he'll be like, that's red. Like, it's just like, it's amazing.
Yeah, he brought lying to another level. This is true.
Yeah, it's like unbelievable. I can't wait for like the movie in 20 years about this time. You know, or the article that properly sums it all up, because it's such a, I don't even know what to make of it half the time, you know. And I think like a lot of people, and because of our phones, it's like I was reading the news too much, you know, it fucks with you.
Yeah.
It's like just this rapid fire 4 years of negativity.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't like love Democrats either. I mean, I think both parties in America are, you know, self-serving, bottom line money. But Trump was particularly bad, as everyone knows, particularly embarrassing.
You know. Will we see something in Italy on your artworks? Does it make you angry?
There's usually something. You know, I can't resist making things that might make some people unhappy. Man, well, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your time.